This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. As we've been hearing, firefighting efforts in Southern California gained momentum today, thanks largely to a break in the weather. The combination of at least 16 wildfires led to the largest evacuation in the state's history. Now a lot of residents are returning home to see what, if anything, is left. Among them is Janet Sperber. She owns the Flying J Ranch in Ramona. It's a high desert community northeast of San Diego. I spoke with Sperber on Tuesday after she left her house and some of her animals. She's now back at the Flying J, and she says her home survived, but the flames came awfully close.
Everything's burned on the way into my property, and right next to it was my 10-acre avocado grove that is totally obliterated, like a nuclear blast. The winds were so incredible. I have never seen as much debris and branch material down and trees and limbs ever in my life. I mean, and I keep my property spotless and manicured. There is so much down. It's like you look at it and you think, oh, my God, where do I begin? And how do you remove all of this?
Now, when we talked to you on Tuesday, you had evacuated, I think, 5 of your horses to the Del Mar Fairgrounds, but you had left one horse and a goat behind. How are they doing?
Now that I'm here, they're absolutely fine and calm. For the last 2 days, yesterday and the day before, they were battling a fire in Mount Woodson, and the helicopters were constantly right on top of my property, and the horse, of course, was just racing around and going mental. So I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to talk to the vet to see if there's anything we do for their lungs, because I know this is so bad for ours, and I wonder what it does to the horse's lungs.
You can still smell the smoke, feel the smoke.
Oh, yes. The smoke, there's a very strong scent. It's also very hazy now, and there's a real smoky smell in the air. And I was outside working, and I had to come in, even with a mask on. You know, I'm finding it difficult to breathe. I think it's just the exposure since Sunday, you know, of the smoke.
Can you tell at all from where you are among your friends and neighbors how many people stayed and how many people left?
Well, I feel the reason my house is here is because they did stay.
And your neighbors?
My neighbors. There were 5 or 6 families that stayed. And that's the only reason the houses are here, because the firemen took a stand where there were people. And I know you shouldn't do that, but, you know, I thank God they did.
You know, every time there are these wildfires in Southern California, we hear much the same thing, and it goes like this, that people are building, developing areas out in the country where there really shouldn't be houses, and that because of the development, when these fires come through and they hit a car or a barbecue grill, that makes the fires worse. I mean, there's a lot of combustible material there that is making these fires worse.
Well, you know, the fire department and the community leaders since the Cedar fires have really, really been trying to educate people to keep their property clear, to keep a perimeter around their house. You take your gasoline and you sit it out in the middle of an open area instead of in your buildings. You take your tractors, you take the propane tank out of your barbecue and you stick it out in the middle of a field. A lot of people don't want to be in the city, and you just have to respect the fact that you are out here and know that you have to then keep your property clear.
Well, Janet Sperber, good luck cleaning everything up there in Ramona.
Thank you so much.